Today's episode is brought to you by Volkswagen, das Auto. Ist das ein deutsches Auto? Ja, Volkswagen. Yeah, hi, how are you? Yeah, you're listening to the Rust Bucket Waltz podcast on the National Private Radio Network. Hi everybody, my name's Frank. My brother Joe cannot be with us today as he is recovering from a very unfortunate Jack incident from last week's show. Thank you for all the well wishes. He's going to be fine. Looking back, probably wasn't a good idea to bring all the recording stuff into the garage. Anyway, this is the podcast for people who have a love-hate relationship. Oh, can you hear my brakes? It's just absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. My brakes are just making the noise. It sounds like there are two wrenches tightened on my brakes as I turn, as I brake. You're going to hear that over and over again. As I was saying before I got rudely interrupted by my brakes, which I'm probably going to be rudely interrupted about 10 times before I get to my destination, this is the podcast for people who have a love-hate relationship to their rust buckets. Presently, I am leaning toward the hate relationship toward my rust bucket. Due to our sponsorship agreement, I have agreed not to mention the make of my car that is having the problems. But yesterday, as I was going to grab a coffee, I rolled down my window with the button, and about halfway I heard a clunk, and I look and my window collapsed into the door of my car, completely disappearing. I tried using the button and all I heard was a well, guess what? No window. Well, in the summer that wouldn't be a big thing. But here in the northern part of the hemisphere, the weather is so bad, you had to crank up your heat just to survive. And not only that, I worked a night shift, and I had to drive back with my window down. Thankfully, the dealership was able to squeeze me in first thing in the morning, and they put my window back up. If it wasn't for them, I'd be frozen like a turkey right now. I don't know why turkeys are frozen, but who cares? So, getting back to the dealership. In the last few weeks, I've seen the auto mechanic guy, the guy who runs the garage, more than I've seen my own mother. If my mother knew, she'd be so, you know what, angry. But, you know, I was thinking today, you know it's a bad sign when the guy who runs the shop, the dealership, takes you out to the back, stands with his legs apart, crosses his arm, tilts his head, and he says, you know, I hate to take people's money. You got to ask yourself at some point, how much do you want to keep putting into this wreck? You know, that's a bad sign. That's exactly what he did. So I'm really seriously considering ditching this bucket of bolts this year and looking for another car. Hopefully my brother's going to get out of the hospital and he's going to recover. You know, you don't think that those small Japanese cars weigh too much until the jack breaks and the car collapses on you. In a few weeks he's going to be back at it here in the show. So for all of you there who love cars, I'm sure there's a story that you could tell us where you don't love cars so much. Thanks so much for listening to National Private Radio. Until next time, it's okay to love your car, but keep your eye open in the newspaper for a newer car, a more reliable car. right now I'm driving here, I look down at the dashboard. It says, check your brake pads. The engine light is on. And something that looks like an oil can is blinking.